Last week, the Liberian government, through the Minister of State with our portfolio, Mamakar Bellitah, announced the arrival of 285 F-moving machines to Liberia. She said the country's 15 counties will each receive 19 road maintenance machines. The announcement did not make clear how the machines were acquired during mixed popular reaction. However, on Tuesday, Minister of Information Jerilimic Pia backtracked on the pronouncement. He said the government had not officially agreed to the deal and is working out the required procedures.
The government of Liberia, under President Boakai, will get F-moving equipment to reestablish the maintenance zones. But the processes that are needed for the acquisition are still in the works. But when they will arrive, you will be told. Who the source is, you'll be told, because it will be an open process.
Senator Augustine Chie is the head of the Senate Committee on Judiciary, Human Rights Claims and Petition. He says the government's backpedaling shows that it did not follow proper procedures.
If a state actor, especially at the level of the Ministry of State, a deputy minister for that matter, who has the ears of the president and who spoke at a retreat of the cabinet where the president was present that this equipment were coming to our country. What conclusion will anybody draw from that kind of statement?
Meanwhile, the Liberia Water and Sewer Corporation, or LWSC, announced the restoration of running water in the capital after nearly a decade. Managing Director Muhammad Ali says the government hopes to connect 1,000 households.
Recently, we commissioned water supply to Central Monrovia. In the last 10, 15 years, I remember there hasn't been pipeline water supply in this. The entire Central Monrovia is receiving water. The only problem is, because it has been very, very long time, we have massive leaks on some of the pipes, is to repair the leak. We intend in our first phase to connect 1,000 households in Central Monrovia.
Ohinine Jawi, a resident of Central Monrovia, says he was surprised to see water flowing through the pipes of his house.
I saw water coming in a pipe because where I live, the pipe there burst. And the water actually came for the whole city. It benefited enough from the water. I myself personally, I sent some boys. And if God was for me, so myself benefited from it.
With all of the recent developments, including the high rice price, many Liberians are wondering whether President Joseph Boakai is in full control of some of the development-related announcements his government has made in recent weeks. For VOA Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.